to On the Edge with April Mahoney brings. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Top of the morning to you, brains. Everybody up, you've had your coffee, you've done your yoga, and had a little meditation time, so now you are in the groove because we are going to be traveling to a place where they do ancient Chinese secrets. Yes, they use Chinese Oriental medicine and talk about acupuncture and healing and wellness with our guest today, Renee Greenberg. She's a returning guest here on The Edge, and I absolutely love her because she is a strong proponent and advocate for women's hormone health, and she has a great blog, so we're going to talk to her about that. You know, she has 25 years of experience, and 10 years of that, she worked in the ICU. She's seen a lot of stress and heartache and what medicine, traditional medicine, can cause. So she wants to give us some alternatives. And without further ado, I want to welcome her to The Edge again. Hi, Renee.
Hi, April. Thank you so much for having me back today. We had so much fun last year.
Oh, yeah, so much fun having you because, you know, you really, you do a great job. People don't know this, but you're my acupuncturist, and you make me feel all right. So we want to talk a little bit about, you know, share with my brains your story in case they're not familiar. It, you know, has been a year. What have you been doing in the last year?
Sure. You want me to tell my story, how I got to where I am, or what's been going on?
You can just roll it all together. How did you start? You know, start in the medicine? Can't get started. I haven't had my coffee. How did you get started in medicine originally as a nurse, and then you can progress into Chinese medicine and tell us what you're doing now?
Sure. Well, currently I'm a licensed acupuncturist and certified functional medicine practitioner, and I have been doing that for the last 16 years. But prior to that, I was an ICU nurse, and I did that for 10 years. And honestly, that is how I found Chinese medicine, because I was very stressed out, burned out, living on caffeine and sugar, and basically just chronically fatigued and had a lot of issues with my health, and I was only 30 years old. So I knew intuitively that I needed to do something to change the direction of my life and my health. So I found Chinese medicine and started working with a acupuncturist with herbs and acupuncture, and really learned, you know, how, you know, the connection between stress, emotions, and health, and how you can balance all of that. So it made a huge kind of shift in the way that I thought about health, and so much that I went back and got my master's in Chinese medicine here at Pacific College in San Diego.
Wow.
And yeah, so, you know, I definitely have a special place in my heart for nurses. They work so hard, and they
do. They work harder than the
so
doctors.
Much.
And it seems like a nurse has more liability too. I mean, you know, when my mom was been in the hospital, I watched the nurse, and it seems like they communicate with the doctors via the cell phone and the computer, but the nurse is actually there on the grind. So we want to thank you for your dedication and for your service there, and also, you know, being able to transition and help people heal with herbal and natural medicines. Now, you know, this is Women's Heart Month, and so can you share with us, you know, a little bit of research or what's going on in the industry right now with regards to women's heart health, because it's a, you know, it's on the radar.
Definitely. And another big part of my practice is functional medicine, and I love the way functional medicine looks at health. It's different than like a conventional medicine doctor in that, you know, I think that in Western medicine, it's very compartmentalized. And so you see one doctor for your, you know, cardiac health, you see one doctor for you know, gynecology needs, you know, and neurology and gastroenterology, all this. Functional medicine is very similar to Chinese medicine, where you look at the whole person and how those body systems, those organs are working together.
Wow.
And it's the same when we look at your heart health, and specifically for women over 50, because it is the leading killer of women over 50 after menopause. And,
if you can get through menopause, something to take.
What?
I said, if you can get through menopause, yeah, that's the second killer, because that menopause will kill you. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's three times as many women die from heart-related diseases than die of breast cancer. So it's really important to look at, like, preventative lab markers that go beyond cholesterol, because there's just so much more to that story.
Right.
And one of the things I just want to just touch on quick is this myth of lowering your cholesterol by using statin drugs, which I think is a very just a dangerous way to treat high cholesterol, because that the overall health of women and the way that we eat and the way we calm the stress in our lives is way, way more important than decreasing your cholesterol with statins. In fact, statin drugs decrease this important enzyme called CoQ10, and that's what causes all the side effects from statins, which is like muscle weakness and pain and nerve damage and depression and possibly even dementia. Yeah, so, and the other reason you don't want to drive your cholesterol so low is because, you know, that's like that's how we produce our sex hormones. So that's like essential. We have to have cholesterol to make progesterone. Right. So it's like drugs kind of like flip the balance of the body by focusing on one area where you have to really look at the whole picture.
Right.
And I think that just small changes in your diet and lifestyle can make a huge, you know, effect on how your, you know, your lab markers look and how you can get healthy. Just like lowering sugar and increasing good fats, and you know, maybe just following more of a, you know, like a combination of a paleo vegan diet or something like that. Really, very powerful to bring your cholesterol down.
But it's, you know, you have to be disciplined. People just can't seem to get their head around, and I'm one of those people. I struggle with it, you know, back and forth. But, again, it's very important because it's not just about vanity. It's about, you know, sustainability and, you know, living here
Definitely.
On the planet and not dying. But you said something about sex drive and libido. How do women increase that? Do you have any idea, any suggestions? Because at a certain point, I think it falls off. Not for me, but I never agree to that. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, it's just lack of interest. Is it, you know, is it a hormone imbalance? What do you think contributes to that?
I think when we're talking about, like, the menopausal age, you know, there's a lot of big changes in this time of transition. And just working with women over the last 15 years, I really honor, you know, and respect women as they age, because there's, it's just a new chapter of life. And having gone through it myself in the last couple of years,
it's a rite of passage. Exactly. I'm with you on that.
I embrace it. It's a time to really start listening to yourself and that kind of that inner voice. And most of us are like on the tail end of raising children. We have more time, you know, for reflection and getting to know ourselves and what we really need. And we want the second half of our lives to be, you know, fulfilling and joyful. And, you know, we have the time to make that happen. And it all starts inside of us, you know. But to answer your question is, you know, is it hormone related? Yes, it can be. But that's not 100% everything.
Right.
I mean, there are some women that suffer from different physical problems that make kind of squelch their desire for sex, for sure. And
right.
when you have like a decreased estrogen,
right.
you can suffer from vaginal atrophy, which makes it very painful to have sex. Mm. And but there's so many great ways to fix that particular problem.
Right.
And study.
Alternative ways of fixing that problem too. I mean, you can't be very vanilla. You know, there's other ways to
yeah.
get your mojo.
Yeah, no, there's different ways. Even in the, you know, in the integrative medicine community, there's great research on just vaginal estriol cream, which you can get from a compounding pharmacy. Really great way to build up that lining in the vaginal wall. So, but if you don't want to do hormones, definitely phytoestrogen creams or there's even a new CBD oil vaginal lubricant that is gaining popularity as well.
I've heard
about
that. The CBD oil, is that a derivative of the cannabis plant?
Yeah, it's the part of the plant that doesn't give you sort of, it's more related to the cannabinoids and not related to the THC, which
okay.
gives you that high. It's,
right.
It's lubricating, but it's also helping those cannabinoid receptors in your brain.
I know. They can't sell that over the counter. Could you imagine a vaginal stimulation cream with THC? Oh, my God. It'd be a hot mess.
This
I want to
one
talk
does
a little bit about
THC.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. I want to talk about, you know, your health coaching. I know that you facilitate some workshops and some classes for women, and you have a phenomenal blog. Let me read a quote from your blog. Let me see. I got that. It says, according to Chinese medicine, the cold months of winter are the perfect time of the year to generate, your vital energy, your QI, and recharge your body and soul. Winter is the season when things slow down and prepare for new life in the spring. So, you know, with this cold and flu season, this has just really been ridiculous. And, you know, I will self-disclose, I don't get the flu shot. I don't. So what do you think people can do to kind of, you know, build up the oomph in their body so that they can resist some of this, you know, because it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, two things I tell my patients, really important. One is your gut health, which is basically your immune system.
Right.
So making sure that that's all working well, because that is the center of our health. Hypocrisy says that, you know, all disease starts in the gut. So we, you know,
so
that
are
was
you a
400
strong
BC.
Proponent of people using probiotics to build up the gut
definitely.
Health?
Definitely, probiotics, fermented foods like, you know, kombucha and kefir and kimchi and fermented vegetables are great. And some people need, you know, digestive enzymes. But just keeping your gut healthy is really important for your gut health. The other thing that is a huge problem and causes our immune system to be lowered is, you know, the stress in our lives. We're like in this society that is, you know, all young all the time. So
right.
we have to learn how to calm ourselves. And in Chinese medicine, we call the heart our shen, which is the spirit that rules the mind. And so if we can learn how to calm that down through meditation or different methods, I feel like we can really improve our immune systems and also improve our lives if we can come from a really grounded place. And it just affects all parts of our health and our relationships. So meditation is something that can be really easy. I think people make it sound so daunting and so scary, but
right.
I teach like a really simple abdominal breathing meditation, which can be done in 2 minutes or can be done, you know, you can choose like 2 minutes out of your day, you're feeling really frazzled. You just center yourself with this abdominal breathing, and it doesn't take any special equipment, and it just helps to ground you, and it's really important.
Exactly. The mind, the body, the spirit, all of it has to work harmoniously, or, you know, you're out of alignment and, you know, something is going to go wrong. So I want you to share with our brains about some upcoming events and some philanthropic work that you're doing.
Sure. Great. I would love to have you visit on my website, womenshormonehealth.com, and also my Facebook page, which is Women's Hormone Health. And I have educational posts on there, events we're having, and I also have a Pinterest page. But I'm really excited to invite you, if you're over 40 and looking for some natural approaches to the mind, body, and spirit, is my new Facebook group called More Than Menopause. And that's just on Facebook, and it's a closed private group, and you are welcome to join. And we have some exciting things coming up this month at my La Jolla location, which is PDG Health and Wellness on Prospect Street. We have Thriving Thursdays on the first and third Thursday of the month. Talk about different ways to find optimal health, and we have different topics each time. You can always check in on Eventbrite or Meetup for those. And in February 17th, we're kicking off the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Dog, with our Chinese New Year celebration. And everybody's welcome.
That's my favorite way to say Happy New Year. I love
it. Exactly. Everybody's invited. And you could even bring your dog if they're well-behaved, because it is Year of the Dog.
But they have to be well-behaved.
They have to be good dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And play well
and
with
we
others.
Have to be good dogs, too, and take care of ourselves.
Exactly.
We've got to follow the rules. Well, Renee, I want to thank you so much for traveling here to the Edge. You always have a home here. Brains, I want you to think about your health, especially women, the totality of your health. They're all alternatives. Be sure that you always check in with your regular physician to see if these alternative methods that we're offering you works in your best favor. But we want you to have complete information so that you can be a complete person, you can be whole. We love you deeply and completely. We want you to go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. We want you to visit Renee's blog. It's great. Renee, can you give a shout out? What is your blog really quick, baby?
It's womenshormonehealth.com. And thank you again, April, for having me.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And we want you to get involved in some of these events. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask Renee or any of my guests, please ask them on our Facebook page at agoodperson.biz or A Good Person Productions. Until we talk again, be good to yourself, peace, and love. Bye, brains.